Now you have to pay the price. The only time to reopen a decision is when new knowledge has come to you since you made the last decision, and now you may want to reconsider the matter in terms of the new knowledge that's available to you. But if the new knowledge includes the fact that other individuals make mistakes, or that there are thieves in the world, then you obviously didn't make a very realistic decision to begin with, because that should have been part of your decision at the outset, the realization that the reality is that there are thieves in the world, that other people make mistakes, and so forth. To call that new knowledge when it suddenly happens is, of course, to just simply admit that you didn't look at reality squarely when you made the original choice. So if you have made your decision realistically, you can expect that, first of all, the elements that were beyond your control, what I'm referring here to with the word reality, will then act in the way that you had generally expected them to, and that this will not affect you adversely then, because you will have expected them to be out of your control. You had not planned on rearranging them to suit yourself, to maneuver the elements of reality to conform to your wishes. You will then have exercised the control over the area that you do control, and you will then have acted in the way that you determined to be the best alternative to you. And because you will have isolated the area that you do control, you will have made your decision based strictly on that as the variable, that is the only area that I can rearrange to suit myself, because everything else is fixed, only this can be altered. So you determined what the various alternative results would have been from using this area of control in other ways. The unknowns will then start becoming known to you as the decision unfolds. And as they do, you will find them to be within the general area that you had assigned to them. And nothing is going to jump up and hit you in the face that you had not already recognized as being a possibility, that it might go this way. And then, of course, you will pay the price readily and non-bitterly, because you recognized at the outset that there was a price for everything, and you had arranged the least possible expensive price for what you were getting. And as the unknowns become known, then certain additional costs may come to light. And if they do, then you can pay them without panic, without being thrown into an emotional tizzy, because you recognize this is a possibility. You had anticipated it and allowed for them. And no vulnerability will then come to you that you had not considered if you made your decision correctly. And there is no reason at a time like that to be hyper-concerned or excited about it, because you simply accept this as part of the reality that you faced at the outset. And you'll find yourself without that feeling of panic that, oh my God, everything bad is now coming to devour me. Now, if so, if you have calculated all these elements properly, then you will probably find that the reward you expected, the happiness you expected to gain from this act, will be forthcoming. You will not be disappointed. You will not have to say, oh, well, at least I had a good time trying to get it. You will derive well-being just as you expected to. But that return would have been seriously reduced as well as neutralized if you had refused to pay the price, if you had not been willing to do so. This is what takes the happiness out of so many rewards, is the paying of the price at the time, because you had not neutralized the price in advance by accepting it for what it is. So when the time comes to pay the price, it takes away all the well-being from the reward you were going to get out of it, because you're so full of mixed emotions at that time of bitterly having to pay this price. But by recognizing the price fully in advance, visualizing yourself paying it, knowing that this is a part of reality, that you will pay it, then when it comes time to actually go through the mechanical act of paying the price, whether it's a physical thing on your part or the payment of money or whatever, you will not find yourself bitter or upset or taking away from the happiness you should be experiencing from the result of the decision. And I believe that that is a great contributing cause to the idea that there is no satisfaction, only anticipation. Because when the time comes, the individual is losing a great deal of the satisfaction by concerning himself too much over the price, something he should have long since taken care of mentally. Now let's turn from the positive to the negative in examining 10 ways that a decision can be perverted, the net result of making any of these 10 mistakes being that your ultimate well-being would be reduced. And the common error in each of these 10 mistakes is in failing to look at things as they are. Reality, as I'm defining it here, is that which is beyond your control, meaning all of the elements that are around you that have fixed natures and which you cannot attempt to maneuver or rearrange to suit yourself. And the inevitable result of treating reality as something other than it is to commit an act that will not then bring you the consequences you expect and want. And this is the only purpose for undertaking to find out what reality is, to investigate it and to have a concern for what we call truth. The only reason is so that you can use that reality in a way that will bring you the kind of results you want. And we have to recognize, too, that reality consists of the physical laws of the universe as well as the fixed nature of others.